This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. Today, I am joined by the wonderful, the beautiful James Barr.
Stop.
And the gorgeous Dan Hudson.
Hello.
Dan, you got called gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a gorgeous, he's a gorgeous fellow. He is. He's a good looking chap.
Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Thanks very much.
So you guys,
you're losing. That is not a winning battle, by the way. Flirting with Dan, it's not going to get you anywhere. I've tried.
Well, because you guys have a podcast together called A Gay and a Not Gay or Non-Gay.
Non-Gay
and a Non-Gay.
Non-Gay, yeah.
So who's who? Because I can't tell just looking at you.
I know, it's really tough, actually. I'm the gay.
Yeah.
And Dan is the non-gay.
I'm shocked.
Really?
Definitely thought it was going to be the other
Bear-y,
way around.
He is quite actually, for those that can't see Dan. He is pretty Bear-y.
Yeah, he's...
Well, I have a beard, yeah.
I would say more of an otter.
Right. That's true, actually.
Yeah.
You're right there, Callum.
Yeah. Quite ottery.
Quite ottery. Do you feel uncomfortable?
We've discussed this on the podcast. I'm not keen on this sort of like categorization.
I actually,
of people. Do you know what I mean?
I actually completely agree with you. Like, I think like labels have their benefits, but also like people are so like eager to like put themselves into little boxes and put other people into little boxes. And I don't think it does gay people or people in general justice. So
even, I agree.
Even Preach. Though I've just labelled you.
well, we labelled ourselves, really.
Yeah.
And in our first episode, we talk about that a lot, actually, because Dan didn't want to be called non-gay.
Sure.
He found that offensive. And I think the exact quote was, I don't wear hats, so I don't want to be called a non-hat wearer. But I think it's important until such a time where we're all able to be recognised and we're all equal and there's no gender pay gap or any like issues with being gay, that we are visible.
Yes.
So I think it is important in a sense to be in a box.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And how did this come about? How did you form this podcast and what was the idea behind it?
Well, we have a mutual friend, which is my girlfriend, called Talia, and she went to New York for a month.
Yeah.
3 months, wasn't it?
I think it was only actually a month.
Oh, it felt like 3 months.
It felt like a long time.
It's longer to me.
And to sort of entertain ourselves while she was away, we thought we'd do a podcast together.
Cool. And well, I mean, it was Talia's idea.
Yeah.
That we do it.
So she's like, I'm going off to New York.
You two hang
you
out with each other.
You guys be busy, make a podcast.
Yeah.
I'll check it when she gave you homework, essentially.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was kind of odd at first. We didn't really know why we were doing it, I don't think.
Yeah.
And then it, well, being completely real, we got nominated for a British Podcast Award and we went, oh shit.
That, like, this is a big deal.
We better make an effort.
Yeah.
So we started then putting out an episode every Wednesday.
Amazing.
And we've been doing that for a year.
Yeah, nearly a year.
Nearly
yeah.
a year now, yeah.
So there's like 50 episodes-ish out there.
There'll be more than that because,
there will be, actually,
because
yeah.
it was going for a year before that, but it was sporadic.
Gosh, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Because like at that point we were like,
yeah, I didn't reply to text messages yeah. from Dan. It was just I couldn't find any time in my diary.
Sure,
yeah.
Just very busy. I was such a busy very month. Very busy.
So yeah, like at that point we would go weeks, like sometimes months without episodes.
Yeah.
But as soon as we got the nomination, it's been every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every week, and they're not very long.
So okay.
It's not 50 hours. It's not like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
They're literally like 10 to 20 minutes each.
Little bite-sized things. You can yeah. do it on your lunch break, on your walk
exactly.
to work, that
yeah.
kind of thing.
In the gym.
Yeah.
Like when you're doing a run. Yeah, it's fun. Loads of my friends that haven't listened have subsequently binged them.
Yes.
We get a lot of comments from people that have just binged our whole series in a weekend.
And have you come up against any kind of, have there been any like major talking points where it's almost been a clash of opinions because of your sexuality? And again, like I don't want to put people in boxes, but I think there are very different distinct journeys that you go on growing up as a gay man or growing up as a straight man. So has there been any like particular things where you've kind of not clashed horns, but been like, we're coming at this from completely different perspectives?
We kind of come at most things from completely different angles. I'm not sure if that's necessarily due to our sexualities.
Do you think so? Sometimes we meet in the middle and it's really straight. So you're right. Yeah. Also a lot of the time we will have the same opinion.
Sure.
Dan's really liberal, so he does have like very left-wing views. Like he's the right side of the line.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say they were very left-wing.
No, you're not like super
left
fairly,
enough.
Fairly
I guess
centrist.
You're just like what I'm saying is you're very like pro-LGBT causes.
Yes.
So we don't clash on anything like that, but we do. Like I find it shocking that Dan has only had an STD test twice in his entire life.
Wow.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
As a gay person, to me, that's insane.
Yeah, well, I probably should have gone for more, but...
Wait, is this something you should be telling us?
No, just for, you know, to be sensible. But
yeah.
In the last 7 years, I obviously haven't needed to go for one.
Yeah,
so, that's crazy to me.
It feels that way to me as well. But you are in a long-term
yeah.
relationship,
so
and things
why,
like that.
So why do I need to waste my and the NHS's time on that?
But you've only been in that relationship for 5 years?
I think
you
it's
had a whole life.
Seven.
Okay, so...
Yeah, but once you've had the one that you're all clear, you don't need to keep going back and forth.
I guess it's just your life before that. I'm shocked that at uni you weren't regularly...
Well...
No, I probably should have been, but...
Maybe not.
I've got to admit, when I was at university, I wasn't, even as a gay man who was having sex, I wasn't regularly getting tested while I was at university, which is very naughty. Slap on the wrist.
No. Well, were you having sex with men or anyone at that point?
I was having sex with men.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was using protection, but I wasn't getting tested. And that was just because I was, I guess, ignorant about the risks. And
well, we don't have correct sex education.
Well, is the thing. And sex education has come on an enormously long way. But I think for... How old are you, boys?
29.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're similar age. I'm almost 28. So like, I feel like the sex education we had when we were in schools was, a very different to how it is now. It's come on leaps and bounds. It's still got a long way to go.
It was about baby making.
It was all about baby making. Yeah, completely about baby making. And I think as well, like, this is somewhere where I think like homosexuality and heterosexuality can differ. And it's kind of the talks around contraception. When I hear straight people talk about contraception, it's usually about pregnancy. And when gay people talk about contraception, it's usually about STIs and STDs. So I've had female friends of mine say things like, oh, you know, yeah, we didn't use a condom because I'm on the pill. And things like that. And
you're like, well, what about chlamydia?
What about everything else that's going on there?
Gonorrhea.
I know that's a very broad brush. And I feel like you're giving me a bit of a look to disagree with me, Dan.
No,
that's his normal look, I think.
It's actually just my thinking look, actually.
It's completely true. Like, Auntie Gonorrhea is going to pop up if you don't put a condom on it.
Yeah, she came. She visited me once.
Did she?
Really?
Yeah, she absolutely did.
How was she? She could be quite...
she wasn't gentle.
Quite a sting in her tongue.
Yeah, she was a little bit brutal with me. She ran me through my paces. I'm going to tell you a story about when I had gonorrhea.
Okay,
actually.
Great. I'm sipping tea.
This is where we're going.
Yeah.
When I had gonorrhea, I was really confused because I had this like discharge, but the discharge was so similar to semen in consistency and smell and everything else.
Right.
That I thought it was semen.
Okay.
And I was like, why am I just like leaking semen all the time? And I was waking up and I was like, I've never had a wet dream in my life. And suddenly I'm having wet dreams and I'm at work and I'm like leaking semen. So I did what you should absolutely never do and diagnosed myself on the internet. And I convinced myself that I had something called leaky penis syndrome.
Right.
Which is literally where your... this was a thing, but that where your penis literally just leaks semen. And I thought
That's
I had
thing.
This. Yeah, it's a thing. It's a very, very, very rare thing. And so I went to the hospital and I said, I have leaky penis syndrome. And they were like, I'm sorry, what? And they had a little look at me and they were like, this is gonorrhea. We give you a little injection in the bum and sent me on my way. And that, to be honest, was kind of like that taught me that, you know, being tested and going for regular checks and everything is important.
How long
have you left it? From when I started getting symptoms to when I went in, it was probably about 2.5 weeks,
no.
Which is a ridiculous time to leave it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're so lucky you went in.
I know. Very naughty of me, but I've
learned.
Again,
I think it's just lack of education. I don't think it's your fault as such, but like, I don't know.
How did you leap to this conclusion? Because surely when you're Googling, Google diagnosing yourself.
Yes.
And you're putting in... Oh, you know, I'm spaffing all the time without realizing.
Great word.
Isn't the first thing that comes up? Gonorrhea.
Well, no, because like I didn't search for like penis discharge or anything like that. I searched like, why am I ejaculating 24/7? Was like what I searched. So,
right,
and that's why.
But doesn't gonorrhea come up with?
It didn't come up.
Really?
No.
Did you also not think like, oh, I'm not having an orgasm. It's just coming out of me. Like.
Yeah, and I was afraid to masturbate because I was like, if it's just leaking out of me now, what's going to happen?
Masturbating whilst you've got an STD is so dark.
Yeah, it's, yeah. So,
wow. Has leaky penis left you now?
Leaky penis is gone.
Great.
I'm in a good bill of sexual health.
I had so many questions that I didn't want to ask. Like, but let's not. I don't know, I just was a bit confused because isn't it quite yellowy?
No, mine was like white. It was like, it was just like semen.
Okay.
Just like semen.
Dan, have you ever had an STD ever?
No.
Never, nothing?
No.
Not even crabs?
No.
Lucky
well, not, not,
boy.
That I'm, not that I'm aware of.
I mean, I think we.
But I think I would be aware of it.
I think we'd know if you had crabs like with your beard.
Well, yeah. So no,
you're okay. Just checking. No, fine.
Unless I have one that is symptomless, which is possible.
It is possible. Maybe you should go for a little check just to be sure.
But I have done that, and
you were fine.
Yeah, and I've only had one.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
So
yeah.
You're good. You're good. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I overshared a little bit there. But if anyone listening at home wants to send in a sex confession of their own, they can do that by emailing callum@foobarradio.com. And with my guests, I react to sex confessions every week. So if you want to send those in, you can do that anonymously. And yeah, we will be reacting to them. Should we have a little bit of music, boys?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
This is Bit of Wild by Troye Sivan.
Trying hard not to fall. On the way home, you were trying to wear me down. Kissing up on fences and up on walls. On the way home, I guess it's all working now. 'Cause there's still too long to the weekend. Too long till I drown in your hands. Too long since I've been a fool. Oh yeah. Leave this real neighborhood. Never knew loving could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild. 'Cause when you look like that, I've never ever wanted to be so bad. Oh, yeah, it drives me wild. You're driving me wild. Turn away and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. You make my heart shake, bend and break. But I can't turn away and it's driving me wild. You're driving me wild. Leave this blue neighborhood. Never knew love could hurt this good. Oh, and it drives me wild.
Boys, would you guys like to play a little game?
Yes.
Is it anything to do with what we were just talking about?
No, I'm not going to get my genitals out.
Okay.
I know that's a disappointment to the both of you.
We're both very, very upset.
But I'll leave them in for now.
Okay.
Maybe later on as a
so
treat.
So that's like the after 9 p.m. game.
After 9 p.m. game,
although it's
yeah.
not anywhere near 9 p.m.
So I'm very interested in what everything you do. And I kind of want to learn a little bit more about you.
Okay.
So we're going to do a bit of two truths, one lie. So I would like you both to tell me three facts about yourself, but I want one of them to be something you've completely fabricated.
And then do you guess which one?
Yeah, and I love that we're talking about this as if we haven't, like, already pre-prepared.
Well, I mean, we kind of haven't, really.
We've discussed them with you, though.
I said to James, oh, we need to come up with two truths, one lie. And James's response was, what does that mean?
You've never played two truths, one lie?
No, what I meant was, does that mean... Oh, Dan, does that mean that sometimes I'm quite ditzy, and I was confused whether that meant that I was coming up with two truths, one lie about you, or you about me, and sure. who was going to be guessing. I mean, there's actually quite a lot of admin in that game. It's not as simple as you think. So
it's true. But
you haven't explained the rules, so I'm still none the wiser.
Okay.
Who's saying the truth?
So, James, yes. you're gonna tell me two truths and one lie about yourself.
Okay.
And then I am going to guess.
Right.
And then it's Dan's turn to do two truths right, and a lie, okay. and I will guess.
Thank you for letting me know, because I wasn't sure whether Dan would know or not. But I've chosen two truths, one lie that Dan wouldn't know.
So we can both play. Do you want to play as
well,
Dan?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's both
okay,
do
great.
It.
Who's going first?
You are, James.
Oh, am I going first?
Yeah.
Do you have two truths, one lie as well?
I could maybe make one up on the fly.
I mean, it would only be fair. Okay, so these are three. So I'm just giving you three facts about myself.
Okay.
Okay. I had sex with shampoo as a lubricant.
Oh, if that was true, that was a very bad idea.
Am I meant to ad-lib around these, regardless
yeah,
of whether
like,
they're true
I,
or not?
I,
are you testing me to see which one is...
Yeah, I want to know more information.
Oh, see, there's a lot of admin to this game. Okay, yeah, it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
So, it really stung.
What kind of shampoo? No more tears.
There were tears.
Yeah, there were tears.
There were tears. It was Head and Shoulders.
Sure.
I think. I'm trying to remember because it was when I was younger. So I'm going to guess that because I used to use that.
So it was a lubricant for masturbatory purposes?
No, it was a lubricant for anal sex purposes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it really stung.
Yeah.
Because it was literally going inside
you.
And it, you know, it does say, shampoo always says don't put this anywhere near your eyes. It doesn't clarify.
You didn't say don't put it anywhere else.
It doesn't say don't put it anywhere else. So that happened.
Okay, I'm tentatively saying that one's true, but don't tell me yet. What are your thoughts, Dan?
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can believe that, yeah. I think that was the truth.
Yeah.
Really?
Do I have to, hang on, do I have to stake my claim now?
No, I'm not committing.
Oh, you're not
I'm not committing just
okay.
yet.
Why do you think it won't? Why do you think it would be true? Why do you?
Because it's quite believable. Like
yeah.
I haven't done that, but I've done similar stuff.
Just to convince, really?
Like when you were thinking of that, I just had a flashback to when I sprayed deodorant in my pants because I thought like I just didn't.
You thought you were gonna get lucky?
I just didn't have time to have a shower, or whatever, and I just thought, oh, that like right. it didn't occur to me that would. Has anyone done that, by the way?
Decimate. I'm confused because I spray deodorant in my pants sometimes and I don't have a problem with that. Should I be? Is that bad?
Well,
not bad, but
the one time I did it, like it was like on fire. It was like on fire. Like,
really?
Yeah.
You didn't like spray it directly. Like,
did you?
I did. Yeah.
Like into your penis.
What do you mean? No, not into it, but like onto it.
I think I've given it. I feel like I need to go home and like give myself a spray now to see how it feels.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to because it was so lethal.
Sorry, just for everyone in the room that's like, what the fuck? You've both sprayed your penis with Lynx.
Yeah, but
saying?
I don't know. But I think just to clarify, I'm pretty sure that like you really shouldn't do that.
So no, of course you shouldn't.
But I
didn't know that. Though.
I did it because like they do it in the movies. You see them; they like spray it under their arms
as
and then
a joke.
They like pull the underwear and do a little.
Yeah, because they're doing it as a joke. Like, we're going to pull some birds tonight.
Oh well, I've been copying them.
I think
I've been copying them.
Do you still do that? Oh no, my god!
Have you done that before recording?
I do it with a little spray of aftershave. Like I spray it onto my hip, so I like pull the underwear, do a little hip spray, and then let the underwear snap back, so it like conceals the scent for later. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when someone opens it up, it's like wow!
Smells like Joe Malone in here.
I mean, I love Joe Malone, so that would be incredibly awesome.
Yeah.
But Dan, what are you spraying?
Well, as I said, I did it once and never again. It would have been like, yeah, Lynx Africa or whatever.
Lynx Africa.
Right. So that's why you believe me when I say that I've...
Yeah, because I'm like, if I can do that, I'm sure that you can do the other thing.
I have to agree. I've known you all of 10 minutes and I don't know. I look like
a shampoo lube guy.
You do. You really do. Yeah.
Do I reveal this yet or keep going?
No, keep going.
I have to say all three and then you...
All three, yeah.
I still don't get the game. So
this is what my life is
God,
like.
I'm sorry. Okay. I slept with a girl because she looked like a boy and I was quite drunk. And I always thought that it would be something fun.
Sure.
I haven't ever told anyone this ever before, by the way.
So you knew that she was a girl?
I was subsequently told she was a girl.
So...
For some reason, I asked her how she identifies.
Yes.
Sorry, how he identified.
Yeah.
And then he was like, actually...
Wait, so it was a he? I'm very confused.
No, he identifies... Sorry, I'm confused as well. He identified as...
Male,
but was a girl. So
a trans man.
But wait.
I'm not sure that's a PC.
You had
really,
sex with a
I'm
trans.
I'm super digging myself up.
Right. Wait.
Let me. So, but there was no like. It was like pre any kind of. So yeah, you're right. Trans man.
A trans man with a. You had sex with a trans man with a vagina.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
But that's the closest I'd come to ever sleeping with, in terms of. A female body.
Sure, I feel like you've gotten yourself so flustered and confused that I feel that that's a lie.
Okay.
Again, I'm not committing.
I think that's a lie just because I think it would have come up by now.
You think so?
In 2 years of doing the podcast.
I did tell you the story.
Yeah. But
I did tell you the story. I just edited it.
Gaslighting.
What, on the podcast?
Yeah, I'm sure I just edited myself.
Well, okay, in that case, it is true then, isn't it?
Well, who knows?
He could be lying to you.
Well, you made up a story.
But I've definitely told you that story, or some of it.
Right. Okay, well, that's true then, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Is it?
Oh. Let's hit a third one.
Okay, I slept with the lead singer of a very popular band.
I feel like you did.
I feel like I did.
I just feel like you did.
I think that is true, but I think we need to clarify what a popular band is.
Popular in your hometown.
Yeah, like popular in the Eastbourne area.
Top Loader.
You slept with someone?
No, but they're a popular band from Eastbourne.
Are they really?
The only band from Eastbourne.
Wait, so it's, but not Top Loader. It wasn't Top Loader.
I'm not going to say who it is, am I?
Okay, sure.
No way. Well, I'm not going to tell you that, am I?
Well, but that's a yes, but then...
Is it?
Yeah, because you must have slept with people in bands, but you've said... What did he say, Callum? Was it a very popular band?
A very popular band. So we're talking number one hits.
So we're talking, like, when I think of very popular bands, I'm thinking, like, U2, Oasis, like Arctic Monkey, like... That's very popular.
Was it?
But I'm thinking that level.
I want you to believe this, so I'm not going to lie and say it was that level. It was definitely not that level.
It was another level. Was it someone in another level? Was it in? Is it that level of fame?
It wasn't another level. I love another level,
but it wasn't another level.
Is it a band that's had a number one hit?
I'd have to Google it, but I'm pretty sure they have had a number one hit.
I feel like this one's true. I'm going final answer. No, I am.
Okay.
Shampoo is true.
Right.
This is true.
Yeah.
And you have not had sex with a trans man.
And yours, Dan?
Well, I think the last one is true, but it's open to fierce interpretation.
Yeah. Sure.
I guess because you said you'd already told me the thing about the trans man.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
That must be true. So therefore the shampoo is not.
Oh, interesting. So you're disagreeing with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Callum had it right.
Yeah!
Because I really messed up that story. What happened was that I was trying to tell a made-up story
And then you got yourself
and then
confused.
I got myself confused with a real story and was just like completely wrong.
What's the real story?
Apologies for any offense I may cause. Oh, I kissed a trans man.
Right.
But I didn't really know they were a man or a woman. I just fancied them, and then they said to me that they were born a girl.
Right.
So there we go.
Very cool story. I like that there was a nugget of truth in there.
There was some truth. Well, every lie has a small amount of truth, right?
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. And the shampoo lube and the band are true. It wasn't top loader.
And you've learned your lesson from the shampoo lube.
I've learned my
Never again. Conditioner.
Conditioner now. Yeah. It's a lot softer, actually.
It is,
and
actually.
And also, I find Aussie is really good because it's all natural products.
Yeah, absolutely. Great.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, are you ready?
By the way, I don't really have, I should say this as a caveat, I don't have an interesting sex life,
that's
present
fine.
Or past, really. Certainly not compared with James. So.
What?
Well, I don't, do I? You don't need to act like offended. Cause you
no, I mean, you okay, because your girlfriend lives in Seattle now.
Yeah.
So it's long distance. So you
well,
don't.
You've got FaceTime now.
Thank you.
Yeah, but what I mean
keep it
is.
Busy.
I tried to ask Dan that recently. And he didn't shut down.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he gets really funny about talking about personal things between him and his girlfriend.
Sure.
I guess because they're, you know, in a relationship, whereas my stories are all about people I'm never going to see again.
Yeah.
So it's a bit different.
It's a different dynamic.
But yeah, he doesn't want to talk about it.
About what?
About his sex life.
I get that, well, though. I feel like if I was in, like, a long-term relationship, I wouldn't be so forthcoming with my stories. You know, if I was actually telling, like, oh, I'm going to tell you a crazy story about, like, the guy I'm currently dating, I wouldn't do that, you know?
Yeah, but you might talk about anything. Like, you might just edit him out of it, right?
Yeah. Oh, this thing happened with this random guy 10 years ago, and actually...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Actually, it was last week. With
yeah,
the boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Here we go. Two truths, one lie.
Are they in order?
Of what?
Of two truths,
well,
one lie.
Well, not necessarily. maybe they are.
All right, go. I'm ready.
I once had sex with my friend's mum.
Oh, I really hope that's true.
It's a bit American Pie.
It is a little bit American
Pie.
Who was it?
Yeah.
It was my friend's mum.
Well, which friend?
Well, I can't.
Yeah, you can. Go on.
No, I can't.
Come on, Dan.
No, I can't. Well, if I can say that, then you can say which popular band.
Does the friend know?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did they react? Best
not
pleased.
Not too happy. Not
they
too
know.
Happy.
They know.
Yeah, yeah.
You're lying.
No.
You wouldn't admit it.
Why wouldn't I admit it?
You wouldn't even go as far to say that, I don't think.
Why wouldn't I admit it?
You slept with your friend's mum.
Friend at the time, doesn't that necessarily...
Wait, when did you sleep with them, the mum?
At university.
What was the mum's name? Can we get the mum's name?
Sheila.
Oh, that was... I don't think that's true.
I don't think
true.
That's true either.
I don't think
I think
that's
he
true
wants
at all.
That to be true.
Yeah.
Sheila.
Why wouldn't it be true?
Shall I search?
I get on really well with people. I get on so well with people's parents.
That there's getting on and there's...
Getting on, but
getting
yeah.
Getting on, yeah.
It getting,
on.
It really.
Getting it on.
Yeah.
I don't know. How old was the mum? Do you know?
Mum age.
But like roughly.
So like 10 years ago, I don't know, like 40 something.
40 something. All right.
So you'd have
early
been like
40s.
20. I don't know. It just feels weird to me. I don't think. Where did it happen?
Leeds.
Oh, he's so lying.
I never happened in Leeds.
I'm enjoying it anyway. It's so funny. Hang on. So it happened in Leeds, what, like after a night out or?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Where? Where did you
what,
go back
so
to?
So you're on a night out in Leeds and your mate's
yeah,
mum is there?
Yeah, because my mate brought his mum out. Like
as you do.
People that has happened a few times actually when people bring their parents out on like
is that a thing?
Nights out.
Is it?
I've never brought my dad to heaven. Never.
I've had my mum come out. No, not really. I took my mum to a gay bar in New York.
Yeah.
But like it was early and there was a man like doing what do they call? I'm really tired today, so I got my words not coming to me. Like
stripping?
Stripping basically. But not fully. And he was just like
in little pants.
Yeah,
partial strip.
Yeah. With like a cowboy hat.
Nice.
She loved it. Anyway, so did you just flirt with her in front of all your mates then?
Yeah, pretty much.
And what, was he not there, this friend, or she not
yeah,
there?
Yeah, but everyone was just on it, weren't they? So.
And then what, you sloped off?
Well, yeah.
In the back of an amber car.
Yeah,
good local taxi reference, guys. wow, okay. To hers?
No, to like the halls that
you
we
never did that.
Why did I never do that?
Your friend's mum would not come back to your halls with you.
Yeah, she was staying there.
No, what? Why?
Because she was staying with the son.
So not just your friend, also your flatmate.
Yeah, but I live with like 100 people, so it was, you know.
And what position did you do?
Just the normal one.
Right.
That's definitely lying. Yeah, I feel like it's. Let's hear the other two.
Once I was having sex with a girl and I had to stop because I needed to be sick. And then when I came back in the room, my friend had taken over.
Wow.
Like a tag team, where an involuntary tag team.
Yeah, but involuntary tag team, yeah.
Wow. Was your friend aware that you had just been cracking on?
Yeah.
And just, well, I may as well fill in while he's preoccupied.
Yeah, he had a bit of a weird habit. This guy, yeah, of I think he thought it was hilarious. And to be honest, everybody else apart from me did think it was hilarious.
I think it's hilarious.
I was just like,
is it?
What the hell is going on? Like,
so you?
I was really pissed off with him for like 2 weeks about it.
Right. I think if I was like cracking on with a guy, as long as I didn't have like feelings for the guy, and then I like slipped off to like throw up, and I popped back in, and one of my best mates is now having a go, I'd be like, lol, high five. I don't know, I think just join in. Yeah. May or may not.
what noise was that?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, but maybe that's because we're gay.
So yeah, that's
boundaries are lower.
Well, no, I mean because it's like, now I'm imagining two men having sex. So right. Even though it's my mate, I'm a bit more inclined to be like, oh,
do you
okay.
Not, I have a question for you though. Do you not have feelings the first moment?
What, like when I...
When you're just having sex with someone you maybe only just met. Or like,
and then I'm like, I'm going to marry you.
Yeah, because I do.
Oh, that's adorable.
No. It's so bad. It's so annoying. Cool, but okay, I'm embarrassed. Carry on.
Well, no, that's so, that.
That's true.
I'm still shocked by that. What did you say? Did you do anything or did you just walk in and then walk out again?
I was pretty drunk. I think I started like speaking to one of my other mates and being like, can you believe what X person has done? But everyone just thought it was hilarious. Yeah.
Really? What about the girl? Did she know?
Surely she knew. I hope she knew.
I mean, don't know. I never really spoke to her again.
Because the lights would have been off.
She's like, oh, right? You're back so soon.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Oh, you don't smell of sick.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
This story's got too
that's
dark.
So
move
horrible.
On. Move
I think
on.
That's probably what happened, though.
No, I think she must have known.
I think she would have known.
Yeah?
Yeah. I do it, think we, so.
This,
I hope
me
so.
And this dude were so completely different, like, body shapes and everything.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, what was his body shape like?
Well, at the time, I was quite... Well, I still am, I guess, like, quite slim. And he wasn't.
Okay.
Put it that way.
All right.
So you would know that, wouldn't you?
I think this one's true, but I'm excited to hear the third one.
Yeah, me too.
That one. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18.
I think that's 100%
yeah,
true.
I think that's why? True yeah. as well.
Just your low sexual health test count, the conversations we have, your quite shut down about talking about sex. So.
Well, that's a bit of a myth, really.
What's a myth? Which part of those three
well,
things?
Well, all of them. The fact that I don't talk about it or whatever.
No, I think that means that you haven't had that much, other than with.
But that doesn't follow that those two things don't add up, because I could have started at 18 and then not stopped until.
No, because you've been in a relationship for 7 years, so there isn't that much time in between. So it explains
true.
Why
true.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it redeems you as well. I think
yes.
Yeah,
it's a good thing. So I do think that's true.
Redeems me from what exactly?
No, I mean like talking about like the fact that you haven't had that many sexual health tests, like that suddenly makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think true. I think the lie was you had sex with your friend's mum Sharon in Leeds.
Sheila in Leeds.
Yeah.
Up tonight at the New Penny. Got an amber car back to Halls. No, Dan.
That didn't happen.
That's such a loaded ball.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of wish it did, but
really?
My friend did have a mum who was like well up for like coming out on the lash and stuff all the time.
So you've told us one of your fantasies, essentially.
Well, I guess so.
Wow. 18. You didn't have sex till you were 18.
No, but I don't really understand it. Like, I think, how do I say this?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't know what he's trying to say.
I would never have a girl in my parents' house. Wouldn't even have a mate, really, if I could help it.
Because really?
It's just embarrassing. So take that element out of it. That's like half the places that you could...
Or in the woods, you know?
Yeah, or
yeah,
the seaside.
Yeah, but nobody wants... Like, that's
in
just
a bandstand.
Gays love it in the woods.
Yeah, but you kind of think, oh, I'll wait. Do you know what I mean?
Until yeah.
They just want to bang it out.
I'll wait. Bang it out. Yeah. I think we should have a bit more music because I've got some more fun coming for you.
Great. Bang out the music.
You're going to like what we're doing next. All right. This is a little bit of Gloria Gaynor.
I am what I am. I am his own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's mine. That I want to have a little bride in my world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am what I am. It's noise.
All right, this is everyone's favorite game. This is porn or not porn.
Okay.
So in this game, it is what day are we on today? We are International Women in Sport Day.
Okay.
So here I have a selection of little sound bites. Some of these are from porn, and some of these are from women exercising
or doing sports. I think I'm going to be really good at this.
Do you? Have you watched a lot of women in porn?
No. That's a good point. I just thought I'd watched a lot of porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much women's tennis have you watched?
I have watched women's tennis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Because they're very vocal. You know,
I love
they
it, actually.
Whack those balls and they get a good full run.
Are you still talking about tennis?
You'll never know. How do you feel about this, Dan?
I think I've got a better name for this feature.
I'm very upset.
Wow, that's so rude, Dan.
So rude. We've been doing this a while now and we're quite happy with the name.
What's it called? What's your name for it?
Forget it then.
Porn or not porn? All right, give us your better name and we might rename it if it's excellent.
So it's tennis players, right?
Only this week.
Right.
Maybe, have we even got tennis players? Yeah, we have got tennis players.
Well, this week, can we call it lawn or porn?
Sure. That is better.
I'm so sorry. That is much better. Yeah.
All right. Lawn or... We should have done this for Wimbledon. Right, for Wimbledon, lawn or porn.
Lawn or porn.
Lawn or porn. That's great.
L-M-N-O-P. Yeah, so the L comes before the P, so that does scan properly. Lawn before... Sorry, just the inner workings of my mind. Okay.
All right. Do you want your first? Lawn or porn?
Are you impressed with how easy I've got this game?
Yes.
I have no follow up questions. I'm ready. But how do the point? What's the point system?
Do you want to be a team or do you want to go against each other?
Let's go against each other.
Have you got enough?
Can we do tennis?
X-Tube windows open for that.
Yeah. No. I feel like I'm going to put you against each other.
Okay, great.
Can we do the tennis point system? So like 15, 30.
Oh, okay. What is it? 15, 30, 45,
gays
love.
Gays don't understand sport, Dan.
15, 30, 40.
No, that's not true. Some do.
Game, yeah.
All right.
How many have you got?
We've got five,
just do
six,
like one, two,
five.
Three, four, five, all right, six,
all right,
seven.
Forget it. I'm just trying to be creative.
No, I'm going to do the tennis points. I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
All right. Your first... God. Your first lawn or porn?
Is Dan going first?
No. Like,
are you the umpire?
I'm the umpire. What does the umpire do?
He's the ball boy. So he's chucking the ball.
Oh, you're chucking the balls. Okay.
Yeah, so here's your first ball for the both of you. There you go.
That's porn. Oh, it sounds like a pterodactyl, actually.
It sounds like someone's starting a car.
It's definitely... Do it again. That's porn.
She doesn't sound like she's enjoying it.
Is it human porn?
It's pterodactyl
I mean,
porn.
We try to keep it within the legal rounds of porn, so... Yes.
Here's why I think it's porn. It's quite low res. Like, it sounds...
Sure.
Low quality, I think.
You think if this was a tennis match, they'd be mic'd up.
Yeah.
Do they mic them up?
I don't know.
They don't mic them up, though.
But you get that real grunt, and you really hear it.
But only because it's deathly quiet.
Yes.
I'm going to close my eyes. Do it again.
Okay. Close your eyes, Dan.
It doesn't really sound like either.
No, it really doesn't.
I'm hearing the pterodactyl. That's all I'm
now. It's a trailer for Jurassic World. I'm going to stick to my original instinct and say porn.
Okay. Dan, what are we saying?
I'm going to say lawn.
You're going to say lawn?
Yeah.
Lawn.
Well, James.
Yeah.
You are correct.
No, I'm so happy.
It is from Homemade Loud Moaning Girl.
That's the name of the video?
Yeah. Homemade Loud
I'll
Moaning Girl.
I'll be sure to check that out on my way home.
And where can we find
one
that?
One last time. I don't know. XTube. Wherever.
Homemade.
There she is. Beautiful. All right. Your next one is... Again, pterodactyls.
Or
ghosts. I'm hearing ghosts.
See, that for me is lawn.
You think that's lawn?
Yeah, because it sounds outside, doesn't it? And being fast.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you can have sex outside.
Oh, that's true.
In the woods, we've discussed.
Yeah, that's very true. It does sound like someone's putting the willies up someone. Literally.
There's a lot going on.
I think that's tennis, because I think you can... I don't know, there's something about it.
The game's called Lawn or Pawn, so you have to say lawn.
Sorry. Okay.
Stan, it's your name.
I think that's lawn, because I don't know, it just has a bit of a lawny feel to it.
Yeah,
lawn-y
I think it's lawn as well.
So you're both saying it's lawn.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Wee,
it is Caroline Wozniacki, Wozniacki, yeah, a Danish tennis player. So it was indeed.
So Lauren. 2 points to James, to me.
That's me. So it's
30-15. Oh, what? Oh, God. Okay, 30-15. Think of Wii Tennis, James. Think of Wii Tennis.
All right, next one.
That is a pterodactyl.
These are where did these come from?
Do it again.
I'm really enjoying these.
Have you ever heard a woman make that noise, Dan?
It sounds like a man making that noise.
It does, so doesn't it? It sounds
like he's doing an almighty.
I don't know what she is taking, some kind of Coke can or something, like very thick.
Yeah, there's a lot happening there, isn't there?
I think that's porn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I hit one more time before I decide? No, I think that's lawn.
You think that's tennis specifically?
I do think that's tennis.
What exactly is happening in this game of tennis for this to happen?
I don't know, but how can that be sex? How can that be sex?
All right.
So, I need to hear the full clip either way if you have it.
So, James, you are saying that this is porn.
No, I'm saying it's lawn. That's tennis. That's someone is very angry at tennis.
Okay. Well, you are...
Am I right?
You're correct. It's not tennis. It's woman screams during weightlifting competition. So we're on 45-15.
Yes.
Is that how?
It's 40-15.
40-15. I told you this was a bad idea.
So to win, James just needs to get the next one, otherwise I need to get the next three.
When does it go to love?
Yeah, when does that happen?
That's where you start.
Is it?
Is it? Start at love.
Oh. Why? You start at love and then slowly hate each other. That's a real metaphor.
So I'd still be on love if I hadn't won anything.
Sure. Okay.
Right, okay.
So when you win, it's... when is it match point?
It's game, isn't it? Game, then it's set, then it's match.
When set?
Hence the phrase, game, set, and match.
When set?
Game, set, and match, like I just said.
I don't understand.
I'm still confused.
What do you mean?
Oh, my God. Game is...
You win.
No. A game is like a quick game. So like, James is 30-15. So if James gets the next... Or are you 40-15?
He's 40.
I don't know.
So if he wins, he's won the game. But he'd have to win six of the games to get a set.
Oh my God. We're going to be here all day.
And then he'd have to get three sets. I think... Lizzie,
The producers are helping. They've written your scores on the screen for me.
Okay.
So 40-15.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen after 40. I'm very excited to find out.
Do I win if I win the next
I think
point?
So. I think so.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Never won. Oh, my God, what? Okay. Dan?
I'm going to try and work this out logically because...
Right. You want the game to continue.
How many... Well, I've got a...
What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing.
What's going on inside your brain?
I'm trying to think how many of each have we had, but I can't remember. So,
you're trying to work out what the law of averages is.
Yeah,
that would never work.
Yeah,
why?
Well, it works
in two truths, one lie, doesn't it?
That's true.
Is it though?
Or is it?
It doesn't sound
that
like
that. Can't be porn.
It doesn't sound like tennis, but it doesn't sound like porn. Is it? Can you tell us whether it's tennis or another sport?
Well, because what if it's porn?
Well, if you... Oh, good point.
Essentially, what you've just asked me to do is give you the answer.
I didn't realise that that's what I was asking. I was innocently asking you whether it was... Okay, fine. So... Oh, God, yeah, good point. Oh, no. I want to know, though, because if it's...
What are we hearing?
It doesn't sound like...
I think it's porn.
You think it's porn,
I don't think
then?
We've had porn for a little while as well.
But she sounds so... if it is a woman...
Yeah, but There's all kinds of porn, isn't there?
No, I think it's sport again.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do, because I just can't imagine anyone making that noise during sex.
Sure.
Unless you were being murdered. I mean, like, what is that?
So, Dan, you're saying that this is porn?
Yeah.
You are incorrect.
Is it sport?
It is. It is a New Zealand shot put thrower.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. I thought it sounded like someone bowling. But forgot
well,
the name of it.
That's not shot put.
No,
it?
It's not. It's very different. But it's bowling. Yay!
Yeah, ooh. Close enough.
So I win. What's the score?
It's 40-15, I think. So No, no, sorry, I think 40.
So now it's I'm getting a live update of the score.
Okay.
James has more than 40.
Yeah.
So I won.
The winner. Should we do the last one anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonus right. round.
Okay.
Dan, if you win
bonus
this
round,
you can have a Haribo.
I think, Dan, if you get this last one, you get all of James's points.
Why is it?
That's a bit cruel.
Because I'm in charge.
Okay.
Okay.
And I want to see James crash and burn.
Well, that's definitely porn.
What? No. It could be.
It could golf. It could definitely be porn, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was a.
Play it again?
Could be a bit of a red herring.
That's the phrase I'm looking for, yeah. Red herring. And for that reason, I think it's Lorne, but.
Oh.
Is he really going to say Lorne again?
We've had a lot
again.
Of
I said porn for the last two.
That is so porn.
Yeah, but I think it's a deliberate.
Dan, you don't watch.
And also, I think that's why Callum is going to give me all your points because it is.
I don't think Dan watches porn.
Do you not watch porn, Dan? A little bit.
Well, everyone does, don't they?
Yeah.
No one admits to it.
I do all the time.
When I open my like browser in my phone, you know how it tells you your most viewed websites?
Yeah.
Mine is gaymailtube.com.
Literally, I haven't seen that one. Is that a good one?
It's very good.
Okay.
Do not clear all after you've...
I can't be bothered. I don't care. Like, yeah, I've been...
I use two separate browsers now on my laptop. So Safari, don't go there. Chrome is very clean.
Right,
because you have to log into Chrome at different places. I keep that for the porn so that it doesn't flash up.
Very, very clever. Good
and
system.
Always close it before you go to sleep.
But why don't you do...
Because if you open your laptop in Starbucks...
Or in the middle of a presentation...
And it's got that there, that woman...
That's happened so much, so often, like, in the world,
to you?
It? No, like, lecturers and stuff at university have been fired because they open their laptops.
No.
And
yeah, they shouldn't
it happens
be
all
fired.
The time.
Yeah, like, that's wrong.
Just a bit of, like, kindergarten
or, but at
teacher,
school
maybe.
And stuff as well, yeah.
Not lecturers, though.
Why don't you have private browsing on?
That's a bit of an effort, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's an effort once, and then you never have to.
No, because I don't want all my browsing to be private.
I feel we're off task.
Sorry. Yeah, we are. Okay, back to the
so
back
what
to the
are
game.
We saying, Dan?
I'm saying Lorne. Obviously, I think it is porn, but I'm going to go with Lorne. I think you've
okay. Well,
I'm going porn.
Yeah, it was clearly porn.
So what are my points now?
You won all the points. You're the winner.
Great. Thank you.
Time.
Thanks, everyone.
I think you got every single one right.
I did.
Applause.
I'm so happy
about
that.
Let's have a little bit of Gaga.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up. Because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't ever
a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, Chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this
no
way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient, made, I'm on the right.
Love a bit of Gaga. Now we are joined by the amazing Andrea Demersion. Hi, Andrea. Am I saying your name right?
Well, first of all, what a lovely introduction. And you said it perfectly, Callum.
Nailed
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Nailed it. I'm so pleased with myself. I love your accent, by the way.
You love my accent, my New York accent, my
yeah,
American accent?
I do.
I love your English accent.
I love it. So, Andrea, you're a kissing expert, aren't you?
Yes.
So what?
I'm the definitive kissing expert.
The what, like the kissing expert?
The kissing expert. If you Google the kissing expert, I come up.
That's quite a claim to fame right there. I'm pretty
crazy.
Impressed. So
it's crazy.
What like how did you become a kissing expert, and like what does it entail? Like, do you go around the world like teaching people how to kiss, or like learning about how people kiss?
Well, the personal story, the inspiration is I became a kissing expert because I had an amazing kiss.
Okay.
Okay, so I'd been, my love life always tend to be a little feast or famine, and I'd been in a little bit of a drought, and
yeah,
I met a very handsome man at a dinner party, and by dessert I was literally sitting on my hands so that I wasn't grabbing him under the table, because he had that total smoocharisma, and I just needed to taste that little bit of sugar in him.
Wow.
And it just led to all sorts of things. It literally woke me up off a glass bed like Sleeping Beauty. He was like a prince that came into my life. And he just totally renewed my spirit.
That's quite a kiss.
Yeah.
So in the studio with me right now, I have the lovely James and the lovely Dan. And one of these gentlemen is a homosexual and the other is not. And I'm kind of interested in knowing like the differences between like, is there like a difference between the way gay men kiss and the way that heterosexual people kiss?
You know, fundamentally, I don't believe so in that. And I have to just preface by saying I've never actually done a little research on that. And that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
But I'm going to just come at it from a perspective as just as a human being. And I think when it comes to love and expressing love,
it's
all
the same.
It doesn't matter, gay or straight. It's just about that connection. And our bodies were both engineered the same way, man or woman, gay or straight. So it sort of doesn't matter who's coupling up with whom. It's still lips. It's still energy. It's still, tongue. It's still the pheromones. It's still all the basic things that are coming together that can make a kiss really spectacular.
Yes, give that woman an NBE, an OBE, whatever. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, that was like such a beautiful sentiment, such a beautiful way of putting that.
The only way, of course, to find out would be to kiss both.
Well, I've had fun kissing some of my girlfriends when we've been sort of drunk and feeling frisky, and we sort of do it in point to kind of provoke the guys that were around, who get a little bit turned on by it, And but you know, that's just kind of, you know, been that's stuff that you do with your college girlfriend so you feel comfortable enough. I mean, I'm, you know, I've never been bi curious or anything like that, but I certainly have my girlfriends who I look at and love, and I will say to them, "My God, if I was a guy, I'd want to date you. You're so sexy."
Absolutely.
But you know, it just you can absolutely like appreciate the same sex, even if you're not. I believe even if you're not gay, you can appreciate the same sex and look at them.
Well,
and
I
see
feel
what those
I feel like
qualities are that are sexy and alluring and all of those things.
I feel like I kiss my female friends sometimes for that reason. Like, I don't have any actual desire or sexual interest in them, but there's something quite, you know, especially after a Cheriade or two.
Sure.
You know, a little kiss can be fun. And the same goes for, like, a lot of my gay male friends who I'm not attracted to. But, you know, every now and then you have a little kiss and it's quite nice.
Absolutely.
Really? I wouldn't kiss a guy unless I was attracted to them, but I've definitely kissed girlfriends. Like, definitely. My friend Mel and I made out on the weekend, actually. Not that I'm bragging.
Just because. Just for fun.
You're a lucky lad, then.
Excellent British. Andrea, I'm kind of... Because I know that you've kind of... You know all about, like, kissing from all over the world. And I'm kind of interested, like, is it... Everywhere is it that we kind of see kissing as a romantic thing? Like, is there anywhere where people would perhaps share a kiss and it doesn't have those kind of romantic and sexual connotations?
Well, that's actually a very smart question, because for the most part, 90% of the world kisses the way that we think of romantic kissing.
Sure.
But there are still a few places in the world that don't kiss on the mouth. One is Nepal.
Okay.
Of all places, that's sort of the place of happiness, but they don't necessarily kiss on the mouth the way that we do, because they believe that the mouth is filled with nasty bacteria.
Well, that's true, right?
Fair point, yeah.
It is true. The mouth is filled with a lot of bacteria. But some of that bacteria and that exchange of bacteria is good for you. It boosts your immune system. I mean, it can, you know, you can get a bad bug from it and other things from kissing a dirty mouth. So they don't kiss on the mouth the way that we do. They do a lot of kind of what's traditionally labeled Eskimo kissing, so which is really more about rubbing not only the nose but into the cheek and the neck to smell the scents and get a you know, feel that closeness and that intimacy that way of someone's natural oils. And
so they don't like at all. They don't kiss. Like, surely there are people in Nepal who are like, "Oh, you know, we're gonna do this really naughty thing now, and we're gonna kiss." Like, is it frowned upon?
Well, I have to believe that amongst the younger generation that has certainly been exposed, where the world is smaller, so just even through social media, and you're seeing more things, and you have access to more information, that there's probably not only a curiosity, I would imagine too, that they're also having some fun with it. Because, you know, there are cultures like in Asia where kissing in public is frowned upon, but the younger generation likes to be provocative and rattle the cage of the older people, and they will not only kiss in public, they will stage, like, kissing contests and kissing marathons and things like that.
Oh, so wow.
I have to believe that in Nepal, amongst the generation that's living less in the provinces and more in sort of the suburban areas, that something has got to have taken place. I would feel a little sad for them if they hadn't. You know, growing up in America, there's a rite of passage. You play spin the bottle when you're about 12, 13, or 14, and you have your first kiss. And, you know, you want to think that other young people around the world are having that experience, that sort of watershed experience in some way, shape, or form. But they also don't kiss in the Sudan on the mouth, because they believe that it's a superstition that the mouth is the portal to the soul, so that to kiss someone on the mouth in the way that we think of a romantic kiss is to either invite in a problem or for someone to take your spirit out of you. So there's still a couple of places where there's superstitions about it all.
Could you not, if I was in the Sudan, though, could I not want to, like, surely that could, even if you believed that and you believed that it was like the gateway to the soul, like, if I loved somebody that much, maybe I wanted to invite them into my soul or vice versa.
Well, I would say that, you know, you could certainly give it a good whirl and see what happens. I mean, these are facts that I've picked up and gleaned in all my reading and research. I've never been to the Sudan, so I really, nor to Nepal, were actually two places I would love to go visit. So I'm not speaking from firsthand contemporary experience, but I would imagine also in the Sudan, like in Nepal, that there's got to be pockets of people who have, had the chance to learn and see what other people in the world are doing.
Yeah, and broken away from it.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, as I said, it is interesting to think about that there's still people that don't kiss the way that we think of romantic kissing.
Do you think that kissing is instinctive, or do you think it's a learned behavior from society? So if you were to take two people and raise them away from society, do you think they would naturally kiss each other? Do you think they would instinctively go to do that? Or do you think it's something that society has said, you know, that this is what you do to kind of facilitate sex or romance?
That's another really great question. And
you're so complimentary.
No, it's true. When I was researching the book, when I started to write the kissing book, I talked to a few different anthropologists in the United States because I wanted to find out about the history of kissing and when did it start. I mean, were the cavemen kissing the way we were kissing, or when did this all begin?
I bet they were.
The anthropologists have different schools of thought. There's the camp where they believe it's instinctual, that it evolved from babies suckling on their mother's breasts, and that there's also a thing that happens where a young caveman will go around tasting the saliva of a young cavewoman because our saliva has a compound in it that signals whether we're healthy or not.
Oh, wow.
So it was a function of identifying someone who was in fine shape to procreate. And so
it just sounds like a good excuse, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm just going to taste.
In my mind, it's sort of like the, I don't know if you have this show in the UK that we have in the US called The Bachelor.
I've heard of it, definitely.
Okay, where, you know, these men have the run of this of a bunch of women, and they decide who's going to get a rose. And so in my mind, that was this whole sort of thing about the caveman tasting the cave girl's saliva that was just very much like a reality TV experience where they were going around selecting the prize woman to mate with. So that camp was instinctual, but then there's those who believe that it was learned because they have, you know, proof that when the European explorers like Francis Drake and Marco Polo traveled to the South Pacific Islands, the indigenous people who lived there were not kissing in the way that Europeans were kissing. They were doing the rubbing of the noses and the neck.
Sure.
and that thing, and it was, you know, the frisky Europeans who brought mouth kissing to the people in the South Pacific.
I feel like there is something, to me, doing the kind of like Eskimo kissing, as we call it, I think there's like, to me, that's even more intimate than kissing. I feel like it's almost like a very vulnerable and open thing to do with another person. Like, I'm not going to be Eskimo kissing a one-night stand. That's definitely something a little bit more tender that I would do with somebody I was dating or in a relationship with.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because, you know, kissing in and of itself is, I think, much more intimate than making love. I mean, making love can be very intimate, so don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I just also know that making love can be, you know, zipless fuck and you're just having a good time and you're really not even, it can be quick, in and out, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, go on.
I was going to say, kissing, especially when you're really feeling an affection for someone, you don't have to be madly deeply in love. Let's say you have a little crush or a little crinkle or a crunch on someone and you're just feeling that sort of fuego and you want to make out with them. That's a very, it is very intimate. You're right in someone's face. You're tasting them. You're smelling them. And the same thing, Callum, what you were saying about just the Eskimo kissing, the nuzzling in the neck and the cheek. And there's something very sort of endearing and sweet in that. And so it's like you want to have at a base level an affection for someone when you're that close to them and experiencing them that way. So it's very, very intimate. Absolutely.
that's why in Pretty Woman, right, Julia Roberts, she would sleep with all these dudes, but she only kissed Richard Gere.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I've had one night stands with guys before where they've not wanted to kiss, where they've wanted to keep that as a separate thing. Like, this is I kiss for romance. This is sex. So I don't want to kiss. They'd let me kiss their body and their neck, but they wouldn't let me kiss them on the mouth.
See, it's interesting. I mean, and I always personally I want to really want to kiss the person before I kiss them. I mean, I might meet someone and then I'm immediately attracted and be like, yeah, I really want to kiss them. But I sometimes like to even wait and let that anticipation really build and really be thinking about them, so that when you do finally kiss for the first time,
it's fireworks.
Really, yeah, it's pretty groovy.
Well, Andre, I could honestly talk to you all day. This is like so unbelievably interesting. And it's been a real, real pleasure talking to you. Tell us a little bit about your book. It's called Kissing, Everything You've Ever Wanted to Know About One of Life's Sweetest Pleasures. Where can people find this?
Well, it's usually still on Amazon. So if you just look around for it that way, it'll pop up. And I know back when it was available on Amazon UK. I haven't checked recently. But it was available on Amazon UK. And I, you know, this has been delightful. So I would be happy to chat with you and your fellows anytime.
I'm going to come find you. I'm going to come to you for advice.
Awesome.
What is your biggest advice, actually? Your biggest tip?
I always tell people to floss and gloss, because your mouth is your instrument, and you never know when a kiss is going to present itself. So you don't want to get dinged on a technicality like chapped lips or doggy breath.
I didn't gloss today, and I'm freaked out now.
When I say that to guys, you know, I say a little lip balm, you know, a little chapstick. It doesn't have to be, you know, raspberry flavored pink sparkly gloss, but you know, a lady wants a guy to have soft lips just as much as, you know, she wants her lips to be soft for a guy. So there's a little bit of daily maintenance that needs to occur to make a good kiss.
Sure. And I think that's an incredible note to end on. I will certainly be flossing and glossing.
Flossing and glossing daily, please.
Daily.
You just turned into Mary Poppins. I don't think she kissed. Did she kiss?
Did I hear Mary Poppins?
Did Mary Poppins kiss? I'm not sure.
I don't know if she did.
She was so busy.
Yeah, she's super busy.
Timony, right?
But never too busy to floss and gloss.
No, she was. That was a great old movie. It was a wonderful old movie. Generations have been lucky enough to grow up on that. So, I bet she kissed.
I bet she did. Okay, thank you so much for coming on, Andrea. Where can people find you on social media? Just search The Kissing Expert?
At Kissing Expert, that's on Twitter. And then they can look for The Kissing Expert on Facebook, too.
Okay, amazing. You've been an absolute star. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling and connecting and any time, okay? So be well and take care over there.
And the same right back to you. See you later, Andrea.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
All
right, let's have a little bit of Spinning Around by Kylie.
Chaplin joins me in the studio.
Hello.
You've done a lot of exciting tours. You've toured with Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah, and then the last night we had a bit of a party.
A banger. What did you do?
Kind of had a couple of drinks behind the stage. Carol Vorderman came back.
Are you joking?
I was doing shots with Carol Vorderman and I tour. It was great.
You were about to tell me that it was low key and you were doing shots with Carol Vorderman. Mate,
yeah, I was just trying to, yeah. Because she came to like two or three of the shows and so she was in my dressing room. I walked in, I was like, what the fuck is Carol Vorderman doing?
She's here to give you a maths exam.
Yeah, I was like, sit tight. I was like, no, I just hit myself on my knee.
Oh, you're so excited about Carol.
Yeah, welcome to the legend.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 PM, FUBAR Radio.
So, how much do you two know about LGBT plus history? I'm hoping you know quite a bit, James.
Oh, I hope so. And it's LGBT History Month this month.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Dan, how about yourself?
I've no idea, actually. Like, as in, I've no idea how much I know or how much I don't know. Well, probably not enough. I don't think anyone knows enough, do they, really?
That's the thing. I feel like LGBT plus people don't know a lot about our history. So I'm not expecting you to know every single thing about LGBT plus history. This is a game called Queers Throughout the Years.
Nice. The title.
Brilliant title, isn't it? Didn't come up with it myself. And in this game, I have some facts about LGBT plus history, some of which are true and some of which have just come from my little mind.
Okay. So it would be embarrassing as a huge LGBT podcast for us to get any of these wrong.
Yeah. We should be getting them all right.
We should really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we dive right in?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to take away our phones so we don't Google?
I'm keeping an eye on you.
You trust us.
Okay. Yeah, I trust you for now. Okay, so your first one is, although Henry VIII is known for his 6 wives, he actually took many male lovers. Although the names of his lovers were not known, there are countless records of them staying in his private quarters. It's thought that his indifference towards his wives could have been rooted in the fact that he did not have romantic or sexual feelings for them, and they were purely seen as vessels to carry his child.
Wow.
Is this true or false?
Yes.
Well, that is very well written.
I am a writer.
Also, I'm almost with you as it being true.
Okay.
Had it not been for the fact that that's such a big thing, I think I'd have heard of it. And secondly, why behead your wife?
For fun.
But he didn't just behead his wives. He beheaded all sorts of people, didn't he?
But he beheaded the wives because they weren't giving him a male child.
Is that why?
I think so.
I thought it was because he was bored, but it's because he was not getting a male child.
He wanted a male son, and that's why he kept getting rid of them, I believe.
Wow.
But he was also beheading, like, all and sundry as
Yeah,
well.
Just anyone off, you know.
Sorry, James.
Just lopping them off.
James loves the phrase.
Dan just has this phrase he says all the time, all and sundry, and every time
he says it,
I just die. So sorry. I'm going to say that it's not true.
Okay, Dan?
I don't think it's true because...
I'll be so shocked.
Well, I agree with James in that I probably would have heard... It could be one of these things that could be true, but yet isn't necessarily acknowledged as true because nobody actually knows for a fact.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? A bit like whether Hitler was gay or not. Like, there's lots of discussion about it, but I'm not sure anyone can definitively say. But I actually agree with James in that I would have had some discussion about it.
Yeah.
Especially having studied history.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've got an advantage here.
Well, only at A level and not a degree.
So he's the history guy, I'm the gay guy. Together, we're unstoppable. We are unstoppable.
So unstoppable team. I want you to be a team for this.
But this might have come out of the woodwork in the last month or so.
True.
I think we're a team for this, right?
And you're so and what are you saying?
Not, we're saying
yeah,
false.
I don't think it's true. I don't think it's true.
You both
think it's false? You're correct.
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Completely correct. Very, very
proud. That was
proud
so believable, though.
Okay, your next one. Female boa constrictors are extinct in the wild.
Wait, is that a person with a bow and arrow?
No, it's a snake.
It's a snake.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's a really big snake that can, like, eat an elephant whole.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're on
I'm
board?
With you. Can okay. you start? So they're extinct in the wild.
Yeah, female boa constrictors are extinct in the wild, but male boa constrictors are thriving due to their ability to reproduce with snakes of the same gender. Although they are able to lay both male and female eggs, the females are seen as runts and either rejected or eaten by the parents.
So this is basically, can this snake that can eat an elephant reproduce through another snake?
So two male snakes.
They have reproductive organs?
Yes.
Okay. I don't feel bad about getting this wrong because I don't think it matters too much for quiz through the years. So I'm going to just take a stab in the dark. But Dan, what do you think?
I know nothing about. Well, I know a bit more than James in that I know that a boa constrictor is a snake, but beyond that's about the limit of my knowledge when it comes to this kind of thing.
Really eat an elephant, Dan?
I would. What, in one sitting?
Yeah. Like, that wasn't even part of the game. That is true. They can eat an elephant.
No, it can't be.
They can. They
in
just,
one go.
They, no, that what they do is they can put their entire mouth and their body around it, and then they, while the elephant is inside it, they then digest it down. But they would then go still for, like, days on end while they digested the elephant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like a whole elephant. How would the elephant not run away in time?
I'm not sure.
Also, they're quite heavy. Can't they just stamp on the snake and rip it up? I don't know. I'm confused. If they can do that, then they can probably reproduce from each other.
True.
What do you think?
Maybe.
Or do you think there are... is there any history of male animals having reproductive organs? It's not an animal. It's a mammal. Is it a
male
mammal?
Seahorses give birth.
Okay. Do they?
Yeah.
How do you know all this stuff?
I don't know.
So what? Yeah, that's a good question. How do you know that?
I don't know. A lot of David Attenborough, I guess.
I don't remember that episode of David Attenborough. Wait, would they... Oh, I'm so confused. How come if a snake can... and a seahorse can give birth?
Yeah.
How come they haven't taken that and, like, with science, made human men be able to give birth?
Because that's not how science works.
I don't know
James.
How science works, guys. Okay, I'm going to say that it's not true. What do you think? Should we say
yeah,
no?
Yeah, let's go with not true.
It's not true.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Oh, it is not true. There's not even an element of truth in that.
What about the seahorse?
The seahorse is true.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, that is true.
Can they still eat an elephant? Is that true?
That is also true.
Okay, fine.
Making you doubt yourselves. Okay, the oldest gay couple ever discovered were found buried together in the Egyptian tomb of King Unas. Their bodies were intertwined and their faces were nose to nose. Funeral gestures, which usually were... These are funeral gestures which were usually reserved for married couples. When first discovered in 1964, though, this was thought to be strange, but it didn't occur to people at the time that they could have been a gay couple, and it was thought that they were just twins until well into the 90s. So they find this gay couple buried in Egypt, and they're like, what could this possibly mean? They must be twins. And then in the 90s, they were like, gay people exist.
When was ancient Egypt? When...
I don't know.
Like, you're the history person.
Yeah.
You just told you had a history.
Yeah, but modern history, not ancient history.
Oh, I didn't know there was a difference. It's all the same.
Well clearly it's modern history is like 5 minutes ago. Ancient history is like...
5 minutes ago.
No.
Right, that's not true. History has never been... Like, you could probably sub-genre it, but basically...
4000 BC, I've just
thank
been
you.
Told.
History is just history, isn't it? Anyway,
what?
So no. Okay, let's not. But okay. I'm going to say this is true.
Yeah, I think it's true. My only thing would be, I'm sure there's obviously been gay couples since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
So is this the dawn of time, or is there anything before then?
What, like dinosaurs, cavemen?
I don't think it went dinosaurs.
Did your fact
Egypt.
Say this was the first ever gay couple?
Yeah.
To be found.
Oh, but okay. It's the first to be found, not necessarily the first.
No, the oldest couple to ever be found, like to actually find remains of a couple.
Right. I think it's true. I'll tell you why I think it's true.
Okay.
This is great. Okay. This is a great fact. In the natural... No, in the... Wait, what museum is it? Never mind. British Museum. There's a cup in the British Museum called the Warren Cup. Have you seen it?
No.
It's an amazing piece of gay history. It's so great. And basically, it's a cup from the Roman times. So that's probably recent history. Who cares?
Yeah, that's really recent. I don't know.
And it's got images of men like having sex on it. Basically.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, you've seen that?
Oh
cup?
Yeah, but they've got loads of those.
Have they?
The whole museum is just full of pottery with men having sex on it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, full of it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's like the oldest one.
But I love it
though,
because it's like, oh, gay people were around then.
Yeah,
it's normal. It's like part of every, like all human history.
Yeah, gays were everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, so it's true.
But the Roman age was. Is way after when we're talking.
Yeah, but yeah. The Egyptians were pretty rad, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, no, I think they probably were.
That's not a word I've ever used before.
Yeah,
they mummified cats. Of course they had gays.
Yeah.
Let's go with true.
Mummified
true. You're correct. Woo! It is absolutely true. You've got your 3 for 3 here.
Love those guys.
I'm really, really impressed with you. All right, okay, here we go. What should we go for now? Okay.
I'm really enjoying this game.
Good, I'm pleased. It's thought that Columbus discovered North America, but it was actually Vikings who first set foot on the continent. Many settlements were found along the eastern coast of what we now know as the United States and Canada. Strangely, though, no women were found, and the men were buried together as couples. Many historians theorize that it is very possible that homosexual men were exiled and forced to leave Scandinavia to find new homes, and that's the real reason America was first discovered.
I don't think that's true, because then we're pushing the narrative about Columbus.
Sure.
Like, again, I think I would have heard about this.
Yeah, you think someone would have mentioned it.
Yeah.
What is it that we're saying isn't true?
That Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. It was gay Vikings. That's what we're saying here.
Are we saying that they're gay, the Vikings, or that they just sent men?
They just sent men, but they also buried them as couples. So they buried two men together in the Viking tombs.
Or
possibly, yeah.
Isn't there something about Christopher Columbus that he was either gay or he was really homophobic?
Those are two very different things.
Wait, so you're saying maybe he had inverted homophobia, potentially, for himself.
Perhaps.
Maybe. But maybe he heard about these hot Vikings that had gone over there and set up like Gran Canaria 1.0 and was like let's get over there and have some fun. Maybe that's what's happened here. Maybe it's all very innocent. Poor Christopher Columbus was just off on a shag
just
holiday.
Off on a gay adventure.
Yeah, he was just having a gay adventure. I'm going to say that, I don't know, I'm still not really sure on the facts, so I can't comment, Dan. I kind of lost it.
I don't think it's true,
because I just think...
So what we're saying isn't true?
Basically, Christopher Columbus didn't discover America.
Yeah.
And
that it was gay Vikings. The gay Vikings set up a trashy holiday resort like Mykonos.
Doesn't sound true.
Doesn't sound true.
Yeah.
If now we've broken it down to that, I'm going to say it's not true.
All right, you are correct.
Oh!
But Dan, I would like to reveal some information to you, and that is there is a lot of truth in this, and that actually Vikings were the first people to make it to America, and they did find settlements there. So they did get there before Columbus. They just weren't gaying it up.
So why does Christopher Columbus get such a bad rep?
I know. Poor fellow.
Rep? No rep.
You're looking at me like you want to tell me I'm wrong.
No.
I will allow you to do.
I don't. So why is that taught in schools and everything if that's
because
not true?
Because there was just like... It was quite recently, I believe, probably in the past 20 years, they made this discovery. And it was very small Viking settlements of like maybe like 10, 15 people.
Right.
So they had like a couple of boats reach there and they created... They didn't like...
How do you know this?
I just know things, okay?
Okay, sure.
They didn't, like, populate America. They just, like, hung out for a bit.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
So they just had a Gran Canaria thing.
They just had a Gran Canaria
thing. But they weren't gay?
Yes, it was more like Magaluf, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a great time.
Great.
There you go. I feel
are
like
there
you're
any
gonna,
more?
You're gonna, I can give you as many as you like.
Yeah, no, fine,
I'm
go on,
a
go
fun,
on. But
and we've not got one wrong yet.
I feel like Dan, you're going to go and Google that later.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm going to Google it. Like,
you really don't believe me.
The next tune. No, I do. I'm just, it's just interesting. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do one last one, and this is going to be a quick one.
Okay.
The loneliest animal on Earth is a male blue whale that's voice is so high-pitched that female whales can't hear him. Although he has managed to successfully have several relationships with other male whales, they are all... or are always incredibly short-lived when the other male whales pair off with females.
I have no idea about that.
This is just one whale.
That's probably true, isn't it?
It's just one whale.
One whale. He's been floating around on his own for a long time. Every now and then he gets a bit of gay fun, but then they're like, "Now I've got a missus now." Not down for that anymore.
I love that you're breaking it. Now you've got used to this, you're breaking it down for me so I can really understand it properly. That made total sense. I don't think that's true, but no. I feel sorry for him.
I feel sorry for
it
him.
It is true, especially if he actually wants to have sex with a woman whale.
He's just making do with
But he's having to make do with some man fun. That's quite sad, isn't it?
It is quite sad.
It's really sad.
What are you saying?
Yeah, then? I agree.
Unless he's bisexual, in which case he's having a good time. A whale of a time.
A whale of a time.
Oh, I love that I thought that.
Yeah, I think it's true.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I don't really know anything about whales, so it's
Can you speak whale like in Finding Dory?
That was a crap film, wasn't it?
No. What?
It's not a crap film. It is.
No, it's
a great film. Such a letdown.
Wait, what? So are you two disagreeing on this, whether you think this is true or false?
Hey, well, we can't, can we?
Well, no, what are you saying?
I kind of think it's true, but...
Okay, well, I'll say not true, and then we'll
You just... want to turn it into a competition, don't you, James?
No, I don't. I'm just interested. Well, okay, we'll both say it's not... We'll both say it's true, then.
Okay. Okay, you're both saying it's true.
Yeah, until it's wrong, and then...
It is made up, but it is based in truth. And there is a very lonely whale that has been floating around looking for a mate for 20 years, but nobody can hear him because his voice is too high-pitched. He's just not having gay fun, I just added that in.
So it's like a high-pitched whale.
And all the other whales can't hear him. He's like crying out for a mate and nobody can hear him.
He's wailing.
Me on a Friday night, to be honest. All right, let's have a...
And a Saturday.
Speaking of me on a Friday night.
And a Sunday.
Let's have some... Shania Twain isn't she's not working for us. All right, let's have a bit of Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yes.
Took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spat
All right, boys. How do you feel about dating apps?
That's a good question. I don't know, actually. I don't think I like them.
Okay. But then there are bold statement.
Yeah, I don't like them actually. Okay. But that's a personal thing to me because when I swipe right with someone or match with someone, I immediately think that we're going to be together.
Oh, I'm with you.
And
I'm
just
totally
get so stupid and in my head.
Yes.
That I put way too much pressure on it.
So are you kind of like me in the fact that you rarely swipe right to somebody? If I swipe right to somebody, it means I want to go on a date with you.
Yeah, probably.
And I feel like a lot of people don't treat dating apps that way. So a lot of people are just like, oh, yeah, right.
It's
right,
hot
right,
or not,
right, right.
Isn't it?
And
it's
then
just
I'm
like,
hey, how are you doing? And they don't reply. And I'm like, why have you matched with me?
Yeah. Yeah, it happens all the time.
Anyway, didn't mean to give you my life story.
But that's interesting because actually my favourite dating app now is Grindr, which makes no sense because that's kind of a hookup app.
Yeah.
But at least with that, you can start from that point and then work your way up.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah.
So although I don't use it to meet people, it would be the one I would choose.
Sure. I mean, I've hooked up with somebody before and then they've ended up becoming my boyfriend. So,
yeah.
Like, it can work.
Probably because you're way more relaxed and you're not putting too much pressure on going on a date.
Yeah, it's just
and you've
like,
already had sex.
So you know if it was good or not.
Yeah. I do think there's something in that. I read a great blog, actually, that said you should have sex before the date. So, like, if you're meeting someone off an app for a date, you should go around their house, meet them, have sex, then go for dinner.
Sure.
Because you're not bloated. It's such a better way of doing it. Why would you have sex after having like a four-course meal? Three-course meal.
Next time I'm going to go on a date with somebody, I'm going to suggest that.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, let's not go to the theatre.
Well, you can, but
after.
You'd go like, so you have to meet at like 5:30, have sex.
Afterwards, I'd be like, I can't be bothered to go to the theatre now.
So, <really. laughs> let's just watch Netflix. Dan?
Well, can't you just have a date that doesn't involve having sex? Like, is that... Does that not happen?
Who are you? Yeah, of course that happens, but Callum?
It's never happened to me. No, it has. It has. It's just, I don't know. I don't
romance
like,
isn't dead, is it?
Same.
Like, I don't like the whole, oh, let's wait for 3 days. I had this thing with a guy where we like really, really liked each other and we decided we were going to wait to the 4th date until we did anything. And then we only had 5 dates, so I was like,
oh, no.
We could have been having sex that whole time. We're wasting time.
Why did it come to an end? What happened on date 5?
We had sex, and then it was like, oh.
So did you have sex on date 4 and 5?
Four and five.
And what, did it just not click?
I don't think he was into it. I think he was I'm out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a shame. It was a shame.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've taken us off task again.
But that doesn't matter.
Which, it doesn't matter.
No, I mean about that guy. Like, it's fine. Sorry, I'm going back again. You can't just end the conversation there. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, like, it's fine. It's whatever.
Right. Fuck it. Did you want to go back on task? I don't know what you were going to say.
I like it when I'm on task.
It's funny what Dan said, though. Like, can't you just have a date without having sex? That's so true.
But is that not true? Like, the way that you're speaking is that, oh, we can't possibly have dinner because then, well, why don't you just have the dinner
and not have sex? You can do that.
You can. It's just, why? It's like going, here's a cake. Would you like another cake? And then being like, no. Like, yeah, I want both cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but
really bad analogy. But.
Great analogy. Here's another one. It's like catching a bus, but only going to the bus stop. Right?
Yeah, that's.
It's not that much better. It's probably the same kind of analogy. But you're there.
And
go
that's
for
what
it.
Matters.
You're basically at base camp of Mount Everest. And, you may as well go to the top.
And then, yeah.
I mean, I guess.
But you'd wait a couple of days, rest up, like, get yourself together, and then climb to the top, would you?
I don't know. It just seems... I guess so. I'm the wrong person to ask because I'm in a relationship that predates...
That's true.
The
time.
This, yeah, predates time. So I do think, like, I think that there's all sorts of problems emerging socially.
Yeah.
That are because of the sort of instant culture that we now live in.
Yeah.
Of which dating apps are. There's nothing. I mean, I'm glad you find it so funny, Jen. But this whole culture of like, I need to be able to do everything in my life now is creating all sorts of problems.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that's very astute.
Thanks. Yeah, I think we haven't even seen what that's going to how impact that's going to have on future generations.
Oh, we're all fucked.
Like, I mean, I think we are seeing that, aren't we?
Yeah, but I think with the real effects.
What's your prediction, Nostradamus? Nostradamus. Are you talking about just in terms of dating, or
just like people's attention spans and people's like?
Oh god! I mean, my attention span is so bad. Like, I lost track of what you were saying during one of those queers through the years just then, because my attention span just like moved me on to something else. I started thinking about the elephant or something. I was like, the poor elephant. But yeah,
should we get back? What were we doing?
Get back on task.
Don't even remember what
we were
doing.
Asking us lots of questions, but we spent 10 minutes on one.
Yeah, so when I said, what do you think about dating apps? I thought you were going to go, they're cool, and then we'd
oh my god, are we playing a dating app?
You
game?
Clearly haven't listened to our podcast.
Wait, a 15 minute conversation.
So sorry, it's a big subject.
It is a
really
big subject.
I wanted to deep dive into that. What's the game? Let's play the game.
So the game is called Match Me If You Can,
right?
Yeah.
And here I have a little celebrity dating app. It's a made up one.
Okay,
we've not found somebody's actual profile. And I've got a few clues about them, and you're going to have to try and figure out who they are from the dating app alone.
Amazing.
I don't know how much you know about celebrity culture, boys. Are you kind of on the button with it?
Yeah, I think we're down with this.
Yeah, up to point, yeah.
Up to point, yeah. Okay. So your first little fact from their bio is that I've got a little picture of him here, and he has the shiniest hair in the world. We're talking like extreme levels of shine.
Oh.
Like... It's a lot of shine.
Is it Mark Ronson?
It isn't Mark Ronson. Does Mark Ronson have a shiny hair?
I don't know. I feel like he does. Is it Bruno Mars? No, he doesn't have shiny hair.
I'm just naming
people that have black hair.
All right, I'll give you another clue. He publicly came out as bi while sitting on a beanbag, but now he identifies as gay.
Is it the dude from Years and Years?
No.
Is it Tom...
Is it Tom Daly?
No. Did Tom Daly come out on a beanbag?
He came out as bi, like holding a camera.
He did. That was a very good.
Well, he didn't
Tom Daly
say.
Impression.
I don't think he said bi. Was it? Thanks. He didn't say he was bi. He said that he also liked girls.
Yes.
Fair to him, he may still.
Well, to be honest, like I know it's not the best thing in the world, but I even kind of did that stepping stone phase. I think a lot of people use bisexuality as a stepping stone, which is kind of unfair to bisexual people.
I agree with you, yeah.
But I did it.
I get why people do that. I just think that's sad and makes actual bisexual people invisible.
Yes.
Or feel like they're not actually... Anyway, so who is it?
I'm going to give you another clue.
Okay.
Last year, he launched his own dating app.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah?
It's Ollie Locke.
It is Ollie Locke, yes.
Hurrah!
It is indeed the wonderful, wonderful... Ollie Locke. I didn't know he came out on a beanbag.
I didn't know that he came out as bi.
Maybe that was in Made in Chelsea.
Possibly.
Yeah. But he
seemed like he could afford a sofa. they're in Chelsea.
No, but it's like very like chic, isn't it, to have a beanbag these days?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't want a beanbag. It's definitely not chic. Dan wants one. I want one too, so.
I once had sex on a beanbag and
did it burst?
Yeah, I accidentally during the sex we kind of tore through it. And have you ever had a beanbag burst and then tried to clean up afterwards?
No.
I think years later.
Really?
We were finding those fucking beans in everything. Literally.
Oh god, don't.
Everywhere.
In everything.
Every crevice you can imagine there were beans.
Right. Lucky you.
Yeah. So I think we should have a little bit of sex confessions. We've had some lovely, lovely people at home send in their sex confessions. I don't know if you guys have a sex confession you want to give.
No, not really. I did one about the my mate carrying on.
Yeah, that was your confession.
That was my confession.
And I had my shampoo situation.
All right. Well.
I'll have a think and then get back to you.
Okay. Because I have a sex confession here that I think you might like.
Okay.
James.
Wow. I think I might like it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I do think you might like it. So
in a porn or lawn sort of way.
So this person has said,
okay,
I love redheads and only sleep with gingers.
Yep.
For some reason, they are way better in bed. Well, from my experience.
That's what they've said.
Yeah, are you a redhead? It's like...
Yes.
It's like very subtle though, isn't it?
Well, sadly, it's not meant to be.
Mm.
I get quite upset when people say that I'm not... Actually, I have an argument with my niece. I know we're talking about sex, sorry, but she constantly tells me I have brown hair and I'm like, I do not have brown hair.
Yeah.
But in the summer, it gets more light.
Yeah, I think it suits you.
But I identify as ginger or redheaded.
He also gets angry if you call him, if you imply that he looks like Macklemore.
I do get very angry about that.
Yeah.
Or anyone, because we don't all look the same.
People often tell me, I completely disagree, because I wish I looked like this man, and I really do
really?
Not think I do. People always tell me Dave Franco, and I wish, because he's hot.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's the eyebrows.
But I guess there's a similarity there, like yeah. There is probably for me and... So, am I meant to say whether or not that's true?
Do you think there's a nugget of truth?
Yeah, I don't know, because I haven't actually slept... I don't think I've slept with another ginger man.
Oh, that'd
that's
just
bad,
be too
it?
Much fire going on.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. I haven't.
Have I? I don't know if I've been with a ginger guy.
Really?
Either.
Dan?
I any ginger men in your life?
Well, apart from me.
Ginger women?
No, I don't think I have.
No? I think it's true from my own perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You realise we're not playing a true or false game now.
No, it's true. Where's the correct button? What
right,
number was
go,
it again?
You
thank you.
It's true.
Go.
Redheads are better.
Thanks
in
very
bed.
Much. Yep,
I kind of do identify with this person, though, because like I am extremely attracted to guys with black hair.
Right.
And to the point where if there's a guy and I'm like, oh, he's kind of all right, and then they go home, dye their hair and come back, I'm like...
What have you done?
Hello. Anyone with black hair, basically.
So do you not... You get... annoyed when they dye their hair non-black. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, kind of.
Non-black.
Like, if they've got naturally black hair and they dye it, I'm like, well, what are you doing?
What have you done?
You've ruined it.
I know what you mean.
Ruined it. And I don't tend... I have, but I don't tend to go for blonde guys.
That's interesting because you've dyed your hair blonde.
I have. Don't expose me.
No, it's just like...
It's just a few highlights.
Okay. A full head of highlights.
Yeah.
No, it looks great, but that's interesting
you.
That you don't like what you've... potentially done to yourself, right?
Yeah, because I think I always try and make myself look like what I'm attracted to, and I think I'm trying to stop doing that so much because opposites attract, you know.
Oh,
so trying to go the other way.
I see.
Trying to make myself
trying to lure
as
them
ugly
in.
As possible.
You're trying to lure them in.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, it's desperate times. Desperate times. Okay, we have time for one last really quick one. So this is: I have a map on my wall with pins in the places where I've had great sex. Some men haven't been worth a pin. Sorry, not sorry.
So is that like, your story?
That's not my story. Imagine going to like Argentina and having sex with a guy and being like, no, sorry, I'm not putting that on the pin board. That wasn't...
Oh my God, yeah.
Surely doesn't tell them that's
well,
what's going on.
Yeah, true.
It's quite a big pin board if he's got the whole world.
I presume you spin it as, oh, these are the places I've been. Whereas actually it's...
Imagine all the... Like if you're... Imagine all the pins in London...
London would just be like...
It would just be like pins.
And then
there'd be no room
others.
Left. It'd be like the housing crisis, but with pins. I don't know if that made any sense.
I like this, and I might do this, but just with sex in general. I feel like it's a fun way to kind of document your travels.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just going to start putting pins in a board where you've had sex?
Yes.
Okay, great.
That's what I've decided to do in my life.
My mate writes down everything he does. So he, for the last like 10 years, he knows exactly how many times he's... done everything. What, you know, how many times he's had
so
sex,
like,
how many gigs he's been to, how many times he's been drunk, how
what
many,
about
like,
wanking?
Yeah.
No, what? He doesn't.
Yeah.
Wait,
so
what?
We know. But yeah, obviously, like when we were growing up, he had to do that in a code. So he had a little calendar and there was a little code.
That is he that. OCD or something?
No. Well,
so
I don't know.
I
don't know. I wouldn't wanna go down that particular path.
Road.
But I guess so.
Well, fair play to him.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cut off that story because we've run out of time. And
oh,
I feel
no.
like you could tell me about that for hours and hours. Guys, it's been amazing to have you on the show.
Thank
yes.
you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Remind all the listeners where they can go and listen to your podcast.
We're Again and Non-Gay, and you can hear us on iTunes, Spotify, or if you're on Android, whatever you decide is your favourite pod app. We're everywhere. You can also stream us from gaynongay.com. We're on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, at gaynongay. And we also have a page where you can donate to our little LGBTQ+ podcast. Family.
Yes, you can do
which
that
is Dan's bit.
Yes.
Go on, Dan. Do it.
Which is www. I don't know why I say that. That's just like an instinct
why
thing.
Why do you say that?
I know it annoys James, it annoys me, but I don't know why I do that. Anyway, gainongay.com/donate. You can give as little as $2 a month.
Also, he says it too fast. That was too fast. No one heard that.
gainongay.com/donate. D-O-N-A-T-E.
Okay.
You can give it as little as $2 a month.
We're really squeezing everything out of this.
right up to the last second.
And also, wait. We also have a Brighton Fringe show coming up.
Oh, nice.
In May. So look out for details of that. Subscribe, like, comment. Thanks a lot. Oh, you can actually, if you go to our Patreon, you can donate and be my boyfriend. That's one of our tiers.
Yeah. Wait, what?
You can pay to be my boyfriend.
Okay, I'll do
Woo!
That. $20. I'm going to donate. Done.
I'm very low maintenance.
Brilliant. All right, let's have the architects play us out.
Oh, thanks for having us.
See you later, guys.
Sorry for the admin at the end.